Welcome to Orville Radio.
Welcome to Orville Radio.
What about some music?
Today, here we are, Vega and Francesco with a cup of joy. And we prepared a piece of drink.
So today's topic, it's about music, and the drink of today, it's music. So let's press the play button. Whenever we play music, notes, vibrations and sounds begin at once to touch us. In a split of a second, we have a sense of recognition. We feel the rhythm. We immediately have a response. Like a guest through an open door, the music notes flow through our ears and reach at once our heart and head. A well-known song may take us directly to a memory, or a favorite one may immediately change our mood and make us tap along. No one is immune to the penetrative and capturing power of music. Since the dawn of civilization, music has been an ever-present companion of our human experience, a means of communication and of social bonding. Nature itself has ingrained in our biological makeup a well-kept reward mechanism which makes us feel good each time we listen or play to music. And, beside making us feel good, it also does good to us.
Yeah, there are plenty of researches which show us how music is powerful in our daily lives. And emotionally and psychologically, we are very much connected to music and songs.
Yeah, there is almost a direct wire connection. So it is interesting to see, even live, and it's possible to see that by watching some videos, how if we put ECG, the machine to record brain waves, you can directly see as soon as you put a certain kind of music that the brain waves respond straight away. If you put, like, for example, a very quiet piece of music, the waves will go into alpha, very symmetrical and slow. But if you put violins and like a suspense song, it already goes to beta. And if you put, for example, something that before it was in tune and all of a sudden all the instruments go out of tune, you will see the brain waves become a total mess.
Yes, and also when we are happy, our ears pick up happy songs. And when we are sad, our songs quite sound sad. Or when we are sad, when we listen to sad songs, and we feel connected, and sometimes we cry. So we really emotionally release our feelings and really experience.
So it's a direct connection with memories. So if we have experienced a certain emotion in the past, in a certain situation, the music can be a trigger. It can really be a button. And pressed, it can re-trigger the same feeling, the same pattern, the same push or pull that happened in that very period when we first listened to it.
Yeah, so for me, Christmas medley songs always gives me uplifting feeling, like expecting Christmas gifts and parties and cakes and gatherings. All those associations are there.
Yes, I can relate to that. And I assume that it was in your childhood period, but this can be traced back even further back. It can go into the womb of the mother. It has been researched several times that when the fetus is exposed to certain music, it is going to be having beneficial effects on one side and is going to remember it later on. And I can share that from my experience, like my parents were very fond of a certain kind of music when my mom was pregnant of me, and nowadays still, whenever I hear those musics, there is something that is deeply moving and touching.
Mm. And there's this famous effect, Mozart effect. So when we listen to Mozart, maybe we become smarter. And in Korea, many pregnant women try to listen to Mozart to make their baby smarter or healthier. So I don't know, people are listening a lot, but for me, you need to enjoy it.
Yes, the fact of enjoying it, not only of saying arbitrarily there is a better kind of music than another, it has also been studied as just a follow-up of this famous Mozart effect study. They have tried, for example, just to make sure, is it really Mozart or is it another kind of song? So they tried with Albinoni, which is another composer, but is composing in a very different structure and way and mood. And also they have tried with stories, for example, a story of Stephen King, and people who enjoyed stories and especially enjoy Stephen King, they would have those same effects as listening to the music. So the aspect of liking it, it's very important. But even if it's even more than just liking, it's does that trigger a certain particular state, a feel-good state? So if the mom is associating a feel-good state with that music, then it's going to be having that beneficial effect on the fetus or on the child.
Yes, if I like rock and roll, maybe it's better to listen to it for my baby.
Nevertheless, there are also certain kinds of vibrations, let's say, or certain kind of rhythms or intensity of songs that are not really, let's say, enjoyed by all organisms. It has been interesting to see certain experiments done with plants. So these scientists have been exposing a series of plants to, for example, heavy metal or classical music. And they've seen that very often, if even almost not all times, the plants would lean away, would try to escape in their growth from the heavy metal, and they would lean towards the classical music.
Yes, and there's an experiment with water by Masaru Emoto. So in his book, Water Knows the Answers, he tried with music. So Beethoven, Mozart, Bach, or Chopin, or the classical musicians. And when water listens to this music, and water shows beautiful crystal shapes. But when it listens to the music, which is noisy with a lot of slangs, and it doesn't form any shape or crystals. So then we can see, because our body is consist of water around 70%, so how music can affect us.
How music and how the intention and the state of mind with which we are listening to music. Always Masaru has tried some experiments with mental intentions to the water or even to the rice, like saying thank you, I love you, I like you to the water, or I hate you, or even just neglecting it fully. And that was even more powerful.
Yes. And for me, when I listen to different instruments, it affects different parts of my being. Like when I listen to drums, and I feel my energy is rising really from the belly, and my heart is pumping, and I want to jump. And when I listen to the flute, and I feel soothing, and feels like relaxing, like lying in the heaven.
Yes. So all these were benefits or reactions that come at the biological level, at the chemical level for water, or at an individual level. But music can be also good, not only for the individual, but for the society. We are going to be talking about this just later on. And for now, we would like to actually offer you the listening space for a Mozart piece, just for you to notice what is the response in you, and just know that some effects will be triggered in your system, in your brain, and something will get synchronized, harmonized by listening to this. So the piece that we are going to be sharing with you today is Eine kleine Nachtmusik from, guess who?
Mozart.
Enjoy the piece and see you soon.
As we listen this orchestra sounds, it reminds me of one man in Venezuela whose name is José Antonio Abreu. And he's famous for this El Sistema music education in Venezuela. He has been working more than 35 years there, and it changed the whole country. He started with 11 children in the slum areas. He wanted to give music education to everybody in his country. So music is not anymore belong to elites. And it's a right for all the people. And he wanted to give same opportunity. So he had worked with these music education, and it grew and grew, and poor children who didn't have money or who cannot learn by themselves, they got instruments, and they were singing in a choir or they played in orchestra. And after the all these years, now all these street children have much more self-esteem and responsibility and commitment, and they develop many skills like listening to each other, being in harmony and interdependence, and it transformed the whole society.
So what you are sharing is remarkable. This man is really remarkable. And it is a proof that music has a power, has a real power. So he began with 11 children, and now there is 300,000 people involved in this project. And he opened up a whole new pathway for the society. It opened up a future for these children, which is not only the children, but the families connected to them. And it created a culture of music. When you create a culture of music, there is not only production of music, but also consumption, which means there is an entire series of people besides those 300,000 players that they are listeners. And maybe their day, their life is going to be changed by that. And it's wonderful to have real life examples of what can be done
through music. Yes, and also it allows them a way to be connected to the beauty of life and giving them hope for the future.
I remember when I was watching and the speech of Jose in the TEDx video is mentioning about Mother Teresa that says, you know, the real poverty, the real poor child is not the one that doesn't have food or water, is the person that feels worthless, that feels that doesn't matter, that he or she is not significant. And music instead is giving, is fulfilling this basic core human need. And if one has that sense, I am worthy, I do matter, and I am significant, the bread can be gained and the water can be found.
Yes, and those children, they are black or white, or they have money or not, but they all get the chance without exclusion. And now this project is spreading in Korea, Japan, and US, and hopefully all over the world.
Yes, to foster inclusion. Inclusion rather than individualization. You know, music has been around as much as language has been there in history. Recorded human history goes back more or less 65,000 years back. And the first flute has been found of 40,000 years back, which means music has been started to be played over there. And it has always been there. And you know, we have never got food out of music. It never helped us in our transactions in the market. But it has always been there because it has been a social glue, a social bonding, a balm for social relations and also for expression. We need expression. Even at the society level, you know, there has always been and there will always be minorities or groups. And each group, for a healthy society, needs to have the right of express oneself. And music, it has been a wondrous way to give this outlet of expression.
Yes, and also we can see music is really everywhere, even the circumstances and environment is tough. So like a concentration camp or a refugee camp or where earthquake happened. But there, even without food, but people still sing together and play the music because it's the life. It's the connection of life.
This reminds me also of something you were sharing about you working together in a group in the fields, and reminds me also of the Negro laborers in the cotton fields, and how from that root there has been a whole line of development of music.
Yes, yes. When I was working in the farm, so we were singing all the time. So we move with the rhythm and we sang together, and we didn't feel tired actually. All day we were working in the farm, but it was quite enjoyable, and we are sharing the same spirits. So it's quite important for even physical working, yeah. And also we can work at home anytime with all the households. We can use music.
And you know, when we are work, for example, when we are working together and singing together at the unison, what happens is that we are getting in sync and synchronicity. There has been a very interesting experiment with metronomes. They have just put like 100 or 1,000 metronomes all together, and they started them all at different times so that they would all have different tempos. And after a while, they would all get synchronized and go at the same rhythm. With human beings, something very similar happens. You just take some random people, put them together in the room, and if you don't do anything, they will not get synchronized. But just make them either listen to music or even better, sing or play together, and their heartbeat are going to be synchronizing, their brain waves, they are going to be matching almost as if there is one brain. And the brain, it goes in the same way for everyone.
Ah, so we can use this for any meetings. So before start the meeting, or when we have conflict situation, maybe we start singing together, and after we can converse. It may be effective.
that could be a useful tool for human unity in action. I remember of talking about this with a friend of mine just after having coming out of the performance of the Orville Choir. And we were saying, oh, yeah, this is really one of the examples of being diversity in unity, unity in diversity, because it's all together. And there are different individualities that they are not individualists because they need to contribute together to the same thing. And the public and the performers, there is something that happens like a melting one into the other. Especially if there is an emotional relationship between the people that are in the public and the performers, there is something very unique that gets created.
I feel inspired to join choir. Yeah, it would be nice. And also, I heard a story from the talk, Dhamma talk I used to listen. And there is a village which they make a song before being pregnant. So they call for the soul. And when mama is pregnant or this period, she sings this song for the baby. And when the baby was born, and all the people there and sing for the baby. And after also the baby grows up, and like birthdays or any rituals and ceremonies, and when getting married, and even when the person after die, people gather together and sing for the person, the song. It's a kind of song of the soul. And when I listened to this story, I felt so touched. And also I wanted to have that song for my soul.
So a song for your soul and a song for your life as a good wish for your life. And that's actually our best wish for you with the next song that we are going to be propose, which is called La Vita è Bella. Okay, so it seems that the La Vita Bella, which is a song that we had in mind to play, is not in our playlist over here, so we are going to be just continuing with something else that we had in mind.
Yes. So I heard already we talked about many things of music. And there is one more effect. We talked from the last episode because music helps to release dopamine and oxytocin, which makes us happy and high.
Yes, dopamine is the one that also is connected to expectation, to something that is about to happen. And if we listen to several songs, most of them, they are built in a way that they slowly build up to certain kind of peaks. Maybe there are more peaks in the same song, but there is a fluctuation. And when we are about to reach this peak, there is the moment in which the brain says, oh, wow, wow, here something is going to happen. So it's releasing dopamine. And this reminds me of an interview that I've watched of the most world-renowned DJ that in his masterclass was saying, you know, I'm going to be sharing with you my secret. The best thing that I can do for making it work is revolving around the kick drop, what he calls the kick drop, which is preparing that moment of suspense, of building, that moment of pause, and then there is the explosion in the room. And that explosion is really built up physiologically by this dopamine rising, and then all happens at once.
Yes, I guess it happens in a concert hall as well. And also, I remember myself when I was listening songs from the church, and mostly these children's songs in the church was quite uplifting and loving, and all the lyrics were like, I bless you and you are born to be loved. And even I'm not a Christian, until now, I am singing. And sometimes I'm singing to my children, and sometimes I'm singing with them, and my mood really changes. And also, I remember, Francesco, you said, whenever you go to church, you cry.
Yes. Yes, it's because it's touching what is inside. It's what happens outside is also touching my insides. And that is the title of our alternative song for today, which is Within You, Without You by the Beatles.
When we find it, yourself, no one else can make you change. And to see you're really only very small, life flows on within you and without you.
We hope that you have enjoyed this sitar sound.
Yeah, it brings me in a different state. Kind of relaxing, calm, peaceful.
And it brings some sorts of associations. So as we said already throughout the episode, in a way or in another, music is very subjective. So there are some things, for example, as we were saying before, that for me, certain kind of church songs, they can make me cry. For some people, they may elicit the almost opposite effect of really of dislike. So it's very important to, for oneself, to be able to choose the music. So here we can maybe go into some tips of certain things, there are certain habits that you might want to take in order to integrate music into your life. And one of them is definitely the one of choosing the music, selecting the music, and in a way have your own music toolbox with you, which is in the form of playlists. So you know, if you want to get energized, you have your energizers. If you feel a little bit gloomy or moody, you have those songs. And if you want to dance along together with somebody, you have those as well.
Yeah, so you can make your playlist on your own. And you have all this emergency medical box.
So you can stimulate your own production of neurotransmitters and chemicals. There is Sadhguru that talks about making the difference between a kickstart or a self-start. He says if you shift from one to the other, you just upgraded your technology. So sometimes it's just to shift yourself, your inner chemistry, it's as at the click of a finger as to play the button for music and dance along for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it changes a lot. So more listen, play, alone, together, when you cook, when you do the dishes, and when you fold the laundries, we can use music. And as we talked before, like when we cook, if we listen to a beautiful music, it may affect on water and we can get benefits.
And remember that you are contributing to culture in general. Just by the fact of being a music listener, you are creating that audience for people to continue playing and to offering that. There is a quote from a famous painter, Röhrig, that says, where there is culture, there is peace, and where there is peace, there is culture. So know that just by you using, enjoying, sharing music, you are contributing to culture and therefore also to peace.
Yes, and abundance of this life, yeah. And also we can experience different emotions and cultures and different peoples, maybe memories and all those things through music. And we can understand better.
And you can make music the background of your life. If at any moment you have a free time, or even if you are doing something, really you can use it in that way. And the same situation may be experienced in a totally different way. For example, I've seen this video in which there is the footage of some sharks swimming in the ocean. And they put such a wonderfully idyllic music background. And you see the shark and you would feel like hugging the shark. And then they put the violin with the suspense. And this exact same scene will be experienced in a different way. So have a music background for your life, which can be the real music that you listen through your ears, or even the inner music. Your emotional songs, your emotional and mental melodies. And you can make your own life a piece of music, make your own life a piece of art.
Yes. I hope you enjoy our talk this time. And we will meet next Monday, 2:30, again in Oroville Radio.
So for next week, we are going to be live at the very beginning, and then we are going to be sharing with you one of our previous episodes. Nevertheless, you can keep on following us on live and on the podcast format all the same. And if you are liking this program, you enjoyed it, you feel it's interesting, please, you are invited, and feel free to share it with your friends, with the people you know. And also, if you want to check out some of the videos and references that we have been mentioning throughout the program, go at the bottom of the description box in the webpage of Oroville Radio, and you will be able to see those videos and get inspired by people, remarkable people as Jose of the El Sistema.
Yeah. So thank you for listening to us, and bye-bye.
Mágica. Oh, yo no sé qué es lo que tienes en tu sonrisa. Oh, magic woman. Oh, yo no sé qué es lo que pasa cuando sonríes. Me vuelvo loco.
Magic woman, I love you, I love you.
Un día tú haces y la diferencia eres tu mágica mujer. Mi frustración, penita pena de mi corazón.
Magic woman, I love you, I love you. Magic woman, give me, give me. Magic woman, I love you, I love you. Magic woman, give me, give me. Magic woman, I love you, I love you. Magic woman, give me, give me. Magic woman, I love you, I love you, magic woman.